Here is a question that I have from Justin. And think about this as I read this. Have you ever felt a little bit jealous? Maybe a little bit more jealous? Maybe a lot jealous, and you don't know what to do with that feeling, and it won't go away, and you hate that you have it, and the more you try to get rid of that feeling, the more it's like super glued to you. You wake up and you think about it 24/7, and you don't know what to do with that feeling. What do you do with jealousy? Well, Justin is suffering from that problem, and I'll give him a few tips. Hi, Dr. Kenner. I have a beautiful girlfriend who I've been with for over 2 years. She has been caring, loyal, faithful, and supportive of me in every way. Before our relationship, she had slept with 4 other men. I know this shouldn't be a problem, but it drives me mad thinking that other guys have seen her sexually in the same light in which I've seen her. It makes me feel that she's cheapened herself and that I am less special to her. I cannot seem to control this, and it makes me say nasty and offensive things to her. I cannot believe she's still with me. I don't stop her from doing what she wants or going out or anything else. It's only this. It is driving me crazy. It's pure insecurity, which turns to jealousy, then helplessness, sadness, and regret. It's ruining my life. I know it's my problem, and we've talked about it extensively, but it never ceases. It's always there. I must think about it 50 to 70 times a day, and I don't know what to do. I myself had 2 intimate relationships before we met. I have heard all the usual stuff. Get over yourself. She loves you. She's chosen you. It was before you, so it's irrelevant, etc., etc. But this feeling will not stop. How do I deal with the fact of her past relationships without becoming anxious and going into overdrive? That's question one. Question two is, how do I stop having these bad thoughts so often? And question three is, how do I not blur all of her sexual experiences together, minimizing my relationship with her as if I'm one of many? So let's take question one, Justin. How do I deal with the facts of her past relationships without becoming anxious and going into overdrive? Man, you want to sit down and listen to your thoughts. If you're having these thoughts 50 to 70 times a day, I'm certain that there are not 50 to 70 different sentences. This is going to boil down to some themes. She's a whore. She's, when you feel angry with her, how could she have done this? I wanted a virgin. I'm not good enough. I'm inadequate. Every time we try to make love, I imagine that they did it better than I did. Now, if that's the case, then that would be speaking to your insecurity. I don't know why she stays with me. You know, if you're having thoughts along those lines, then you can take those thoughts and look at each one of them, or take the most important ones that are really eating at you, what we call in cognitive therapy, the hot thought, the one that's contributing most, like I'm not good sexually, or I'm not good, or nobody will ever love me, or I don't know why she stays with me because I'm a failure or something, or everyone else is better. You know, whatever those really hot thoughts are, and I don't mean hot in a good sense. I mean hot in a very poignant, hurtful, beating up on yourself sense. You want to take a close look at those. And there, if you could see a good cognitive therapist in your area, and I'm going to recommend a website. It's Academy of CT for Cognitive Therapy, Academy of CT, all one words, .org. You can go to that website and find a therapist in your neck of the woods who's a cognitive therapist. Cognitive is just a dressy name for thinking therapist. They will give you skills to, and I'm going to recommend a book too, to help you with that. The book is Mind Over Mood. You can go to my website, drkenner.com, and it's by Christine Padetsky and Dennis Greenberger, and you will learn about thought records, how to take your thoughts when you're in a very painful, jealous mood, you're very jealous of your girlfriend, and see what the truth is behind them, And then see what is not true, where you're engaging in stinking thinking, we call it, catastrophic thinking, and you can reframe it. You will learn some skills. So you do want to learn how to value her, and I'll recommend another book for that. You want to be able to tell her what you love about her, not in a needy way, but in a respectful way. But you can't do that till you tell yourself what you love about yourself. And if there is nothing to love about yourself, you want, which I doubt, you want to, because she's staying with you, you want to recognize the good within you and where you feel inferior or not good enough. You know, we all feel that way at times about certain things. You want to work on growing yourself, bettering yourself. And for that, I would recommend the book that I wrote with Dr. Ed Locke. And the book has a provocative title, and it's a great book. It's How the Selfish Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason. And it's selfish, meaning self-esteem, not being mean and rotten. It's how do you make yourself lovable? How do you find the right partner? How do you knit a relationship together so your partner cherishes herself, you cherish yourself, you care for one another, and you don't have those haunting, jealous thoughts that you're having. So you could look at those books. My book is available. My book with Dr. Ed Locke is available on my website, drkenner.com or amazon.com. Just look up selfishromance.com too. We have a website for it. Your second question, how to stop having these thoughts so often, these jealous thoughts that your girlfriend slept with someone else with four other men prior to you, and you've been with her for 2 years. You want to stop framing it as it's ruining my life. It never ceases. It's always there, these jealous thoughts. Notice you're talking in the passive tense, like the it is getting you, that it never ceases. It's ruining my life. If you put it into active voice, I allow myself to go into overdrive. I'm driving myself crazy. And you give yourself an alternative. Maybe I can drive myself a little less crazy. Maybe I can think some different thoughts. That will be very helpful for you. And the last question, look at your relationship with her as unique. Don't blur them all together, but see it as this is our special relationship and nothing can replace that. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness. Toll free 1-877-DRKENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
It is essential that partners take the time to show their love for one another as often as is feasible. Do this in both actions and in words. But what if a partner refuses to listen or respond, for example, using the silent treatment? This may be an attempt to control you by deliberately causing you to feel intimidated, helpless, upset, and even desperate. It is a cruel way for a partner to act and must not be tolerated for long. Either both communicate or there's no relationship. The bottom line in communication is that romantic partners need to let each other know, in word and deed, that they fully value, understand, and accept each other, and that they are all each other needs and wants as a lover.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.